This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Australian indie rocker Courtney Barnett became an almost instant star with the release of her 2015 debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. It was a much-revered album, packed full of indie rock guitar hooks and Barnett's acute and confessional songwriting. She then released the iconic Lot of Sea Lice, a collab album with Kurt Vile. That was followed up in 2018 with Tell Me How You Really Feel, an album which swerved between Patti Smith-influenced punk and more melodic, somber tracks. Courtney last played in New Zealand in 2021, shortly before releasing her album Things Take Time, Take Time, a softer album reflecting the melancholy of the COVID world. Now, after moving from Melbourne to LA, Barnett has released her fourth album, Creature of Habit, and she's coming back to New Zealand to play it for us. Barnett is playing in Auckland, Christchurch, Wellington, and in Hamilton on the 18th of November at the new BNZ Theatre. I, Oliver Gray, host of A Sonic Youth here on Free FM, sat down with Courtney for a Zoom chat about her new album and her life in California. So, hi Courtney, thanks for taking the time to talk to us here today at Free FM. We've been fans for a long time.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So how have the last few days been for you? You've been playing at the Newport Folk Festival, right?
Yeah, we were there on the weekend and it was just so fun. I've been there four times now at that festival, and it's just such a collaborative, and it's just such a nice place to play. It was really inspiring.
Yeah, I saw your clip of your performance of Pedestrian at Best with Hayley Williams there. It looked like a good time.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Your new album, Creature of Habit, was mostly written in your new home in LA, and it was recorded in one of my own favourite places in Joshua Tree. So I was going to ask you, what impact did that change of locale have on music that, to me, has always sounded very Australian?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But I think that, you know, my environment and that I'm in and the location, all those things always play into my writing and the people around me. And so, you know, I guess I don't really know the answer, but I was so lucky to write, you know, I think I was out in Joshua Tree for a year and a half or so and wrote a lot of the album out there, recorded the first half of it there. And yeah, I bounced around a fair bunch through the process of making the album. So it's, you know, I was looking at a lot of different windows, for sure.
So Creature of Habit, it features a collaboration with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie, and Flea, of course, of Red Hot Chili Peppers, offers his iconic bass sound to the track One Thing at a Time. And, of course, you've worked with the legend that is Kurt Vile before, that amounted to the awesome Lot of Sea Lice record. But has living in the States opened you up to more of that kind of collaboration with other artists?
You know, I don't know if it's being here, but I think it's just, you know, time kind of opens those doors, and just meeting people over the years and touring. You know, I met Kurt, I forget, maybe 2016 we started making that album, or 2015, and we just met because we were backstage at festivals and touring around the world. So it's, you know, I feel really lucky that I get to do that. So yeah, I don't know if it's actually being here, but I think the process of making music and traveling and kind of being open to collaborating with people, I think all those things kind of add up for sure.
So you last performed in Hamilton and Aotearoa New Zealand as a whole in 2021. And I was at the Hamilton gig on that tour, and it was great. But perhaps reflecting the toned-down sound of the album that the tour was supporting, Things Take Time, Take Time, it was largely a solo performance with your frequent collaborator Stella Musgawa also joining you on stage for some of the set. So my question is, considering the latest album is a bit more punk rock in some tracks. Can we expect a full band performance this time?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm bringing the whole band. Yeah, it's we've been doing these shows recently, playing the new songs, playing the new album, and it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely going to be louder.
Awesome.
and have more energy than that last tour. But I really loved that tour, and that was quite unique as well, because that was kind of a COVID restriction in a way, like budget and just, you know, it was one of a kind, that tour. We never really had a chance to do that again. So it did feel those shows really hold a special place in my heart, because they did feel really intimate, and just the crowds were so, so beautiful on that run of shows. So, but yeah, I'm excited to bring the band back and play some rock shows.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely think those previous shows, you were one of the first international artists that had come over for a few years. So people really appreciated that during that COVID time. I wanted to ask you about a few tracks on Creature of Habit that have almost a slightly experimental, slightly electronica sound, sort of sample kind of sound. So mm-hmm. that's not really something we've heard from you before on previous records. So was that a natural thing to kind of experiment a bit, or are there any particular influences which informed the sound of those tracks?
I can't think of I forget like what we might have used some kind of drum machines and drum loops. I think, you know, always, I'm just kind of always trying to try new things and be curious about different sounds and different instruments. And I think that kind of keeps it interesting in the studio, and it keeps the writing process kind of spontaneous. I think I was just trying things, and if I liked how it sounded and if it made me happy in the moment, then I'd stick with it, you know? So it's fun to be able to do that.
My final question is, here on Free FM, we're big on playing new music and encouraging music discovery. So I was going to ask if you could recommend any great up-and-coming artists with the Courtney Barnett seal of approval that you think we should be playing.
Oh, you know what? I've been loving the new Body Type album. They're a band from Sydney, Australia, and they just put out an album called Tally. I love it. I think they're so good. They're such a great band, and this album is really, really good.
Thanks so much for joining us. It's been great to talk
to you. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll see you at your show in Hamilton.
Great. Can't wait. See you there.
Thanks to Courtney for taking your time to chat with Free FM. A reminder, Courtney's new album is called Creature of Habit. It's been out since late March. Courtney plays the BNZ Theatre in Hamilton on the 18th of November.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.